Welcome, folks. This is the coach here. I'm sure you can read the sign. You've wondered, what is this all about? All this special announcement about what you're going to be doing here this afternoon. Well, I want you to know it's raining. I'm in Chappaqua, New York. I'm outside the home, just down the street from the home of Hillary Clinton. And I've come out here today because I don't know what you folks all think, but I think that our nation's at risk. And that if we don't wake up now, if we don't push back, I'm talking about patriots, I'm talking about Christians. If we don't wake up now and begin to push back, we're not going to have a country much. We saw what Donald Trump just went through, and they still are not letting it die. So I thought it might be appropriate that I'd get here this morning, it's actually this afternoon after an 8-hour drive to get here, and show you, I wanted to bring you to a crime scene. It's raining. I'm sorry for the umbrella. Sorry for any bad sound that we might have. I'm doing the best that I can here, all right? I want to show you something. I'm going to take you to a crime scene, all right? Can you guys see that? These are crimes that we know have been created. We know these crimes have taken place. The Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, Haiti, destruction of emails, Uranium One. And we are here to call for the indictment of Hillary Clinton. Now, folks, listen. It's First Amendment right. Didn't bring any weapons. Didn't bring anything like that. Didn't want to try to do anything out of the ordinary other than do what the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees me the right to do, which is redress our government, to petition our government for a redress of grievances. And right down the street from me, we're going to go here in just a second to Bill and Hillary Clinton's home. It's a crime scene. It's where most of these crimes were committed by Hillary Clinton. Now, I got a couple questions before I drive down there. A couple points that I want to make for people to understand. Number one, we live in America where there is no justice. If you think that we have equal justice under the law, you're seriously mistaken. Look exactly what they just put Donald Trump through over the last, two and a half years? What they drug him through? With no evidence, and yet we have, as I just showed you, at least four crimes that we know. These are not accusations. These are crimes we know that the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, Haiti, email destruction, Uranium One, people died in Benghazi.
No justice.
If you think Hillary Clinton is walking free today. She's walking free. Now, I'm asking a couple questions when I'm here. Number one, I want you folks to be aware of this. I was visited myself by the FBI about 10 days ago. They came to my house. Now, I'm thinking after they came to my house, why would they come to my house? Why are they not in Chappaqua, New York at Hillary Clinton's house? Why are they at my house? I have four of my friends who have been visited recently by the FBI. Can somebody tell me what's wrong in America? Yeah, do you feel safe like that? Knowing that if you just begin to speak up and try to defend your country, stand up for what's right, that the FBI is going to come knocking on your door? So the truth of the matter is, it's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before they say, Coach, you're paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I'm telling you the truth. Never dreamed in a million years they'd come and knock my door, but they came knocking on my door. Now, listen, folks, I'm going to tell you this. I'm very, very straight about this. I'm not talking about violence. No violence against anybody. I'm not anybody telling anybody to come and get guns and arrest Hillary Clinton. Nothing like that. No, but as I said, the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees us the right to petition our government for a redress of grievances. And I got some grievances with this woman who's walking free today, that the FBI comes to my house and visits me. And then, as you see, when we get in the car and drive over there, that those black limos are sitting out in front protecting that criminal. We'll take you to a crime scene. And here's one of my questions, and here's one of my challenges. Where are the oath keepers? Where are the oath keepers? Where are all these patriot groups that are out there always blowharding? Where are they? You guys signed an oath that you would defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And let me tell you something. There's a domestic terrorist that's living down at 15 Old House Lane. I'm going to take you down there in a second. Now, that's my opinion, but there's great evidence. And I am here today to do two things, to call for the indictment of Hillary Clinton and the others in the deep state, and to ask, why are there not thousands of people outside Old House Lane here in Chappaqua, New York, demanding justice? What is going on, folks? Listen, if we don't come out of the closets, if those of us who carry the name of Christ don't come out of the closet and stand up and fight and push back against this darkness, there will be no hope for our children and our grandchildren. I didn't serve in the war. I didn't serve. I was a Vietnam era. I didn't serve. But I know that there are people who are watching now, guys who served in Vietnam. Maybe some of even those Korea vets are still out there. And some guys who went over into the Gulf War and fought in the Gulf War and bled and watched their friends bleed and die over there. And to watch these domestic terrorists trying to steal our country from us. They say, Coach, aren't you afraid? Well, sure. But isn't there something wrong when you're afraid of your own government? Isn't there something seriously wrong when you are afraid of your own government? Why should I be afraid? I'm calling for justice, equal justice under the law. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they have no more right to break the law than what I do. You say, are you afraid? Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid, but you know what? I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives within me. And the life that I live by the grace of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. And there have been many, many people who've come along before me who've paid a far greater price than what I've paid. Yeah, my knees are knocking a little bit. Yeah, the butterflies are going flying around in my stomach. Sure they are. All boys in our local communities, let's do marches into Chappaqua, New York, and demand justice for all, liberty and justice for all. Folks, listen. Many fought and died for this country. We are right now at the crossroads as to whether or not we're going to be able to save it or not. And I'm calling upon every patriot out there, every patriot group, the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers. Let's rise up now while we can do this peacefully. We call for peace, not violence, peace, not weapons, peace. We ask our government, we ask our President Donald Trump, please, President Trump, do what you said you would do. You said in that debate that if you were president, you would lock her up. President Trump, we're asking you, please, help restore justice to America. Equal justice under the law. The 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution guarantees that. Equal protections under the law. Say, Coach, are you crazy? Well, I don't know if I am or not, but I know this. Our nation's at risk. If we continue to sit in our churches, our pastors, those sissy pastors, hiding from the truth of what's going on out in the streets, we will forfeit this nation. I'm calling pastors. I'm calling patriots. I'm calling vets. I'm calling everybody who loves this country. It's time to come out of hiding and stand up and do it. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. This is not only our last chance at lasting liberty, it's the last chance of lasting peace. Let me say this again. I don't want violence. I don't come with violence. I don't have a weapon on me. I'm not here to arrest Hillary Clinton. I'm not here to do anything like that. But I'm going to tell you that if we don't arise now, if we don't push back against this evil coup, this anti-government cabal, this anti-American cabal, we don't push back now. The patriots don't come out of hiding now. Now or never, baby. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this umbrella down and get wet here, man. I wanted to get this on record before I drive over to Hillary's house. I've been by there once. It's surrounded by black guys. Hi there, folks. This is live. Stay with me. It's surrounded by black limos. They're all there. And I know that probably when I get out, they're not going to let me take video. And I want to make sure that I have this appeal on the record before they try to seize what I have. So we'll get in my car. I'm going to drive a few feet. I'm going to go take you up to Hillary Clinton's house. In my honest opinion, that's where our pushback ought to come, in Chappaqua, New York. Folks, do you trust Bill Barr? Do you trust Bill Barr? Do you trust anybody in Washington, D.C.? Do you believe they're going to do what they promised us they were going to do? Do you believe justice is coming? Do you believe that? Well, I know this. President Trump, Bill Barr, they need to see that Americans are behind them. We are their team. We are their team. Now, I'm going to drive over here. It's about, we'll flip this around for you a second. Let me buckle in. And I'm going to try to get out and stand in front of Hillary Clinton's house. Bill and Hillary's house. Whether they'll let me do it or not, we're going to find out. And greater love has no man than this, and he's willing to lay down his life. Let me tell you this. I don't want to die. But I'm not afraid to. For the future of our children and our grandchildren, we have a ruling class come in. You have any idea, Chuck? Was it Chuck? What's his name? My brain went dead. He said, listen, the deep state has six ways from Sunday to able to get you. They could plant evidence. They could sick the IRS on you. They've already been knocking on my door. I'm obviously on their radar. And I haven't done anything other than stand up for what's right. We're in a situation where we're afraid because we're standing up for what's right. We've got ourselves a problem, folks. Listen, again, I'm calling on patriots. I'm calling us to get organized. Folks, listen. Go to our website, CoachDaveLive.com. We've got two things we can ask you to do. CoachDaveLive.com. Share this video. And sign the petition we have on our website. You say, are you kidding me? Signing another petition? That's a start. We'll get it to the president. We'll get it to the White House. And we're going to ask the president if he would please uphold his oath and give us equal protections under the law. A system of government, a legal system that's fair and equal for everybody. Okay, here we go. We'll flip this around. And you'll get to go with me on the journey to Hillary Clinton's house. Hang on. Are we okay there, boys? It's raining. I'm sorry it's raining. Folks, we wanted to do this way because we knew that Facebook would probably pull it down. YouTube will ban it. We've got it. We have it on our website. We have this video forever. Here's Old House Lane. I believe this is it. This is it. We're a bit. I'm not going to bait these guys. I'm not trying to cause them any trouble. Just hang here with me a second. I can see what happens. Their house. If there's any. I'm gonna get out now. See if anybody comes running at me. Turn it off. Isn't it interesting that they live behind walls? That's the gate. Is there anybody here? I'm looking right now for any. There's the limos that are parked out front. I'm sure they got videos on me. Somebody will come out here soon. This is Bill and Hillary. This is the greatest crime scene. One of the greatest crime scenes in American history right here, folks. 15 Old House Lane. The home of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I'm sure we're on cameras. I'm sure the FBI's probably been following me all day. And here's what I think, folks. What would it be like if we had 1,000 people out here petitioning the government to do its job and come and arrest Hillary Clinton? This is it. There's a little street I came up. 15 old house. I would assume they're not home, but there probably would be more Secret Service protection. There it is, the wall. Can't get behind the wall. Let me flip it back. Oops, hit the wrong button. Maybe now the butterflies will go away in my stomach. I assumed that they were going to come rushing up and cost me and arrest me. Just want you again to see the greatest crime scene in American history. Say, Coach, why'd you do what you did today? Why'd you drive 8 hours out here today and then you're going to turn around and drive 8 hours back home? Because I'm telling you, if we do not come out into the streets and demonstrate that we are against this ungodly secret government that's going on, if we do not push, if Christians do not arise up and come out, I put a challenge out to Oath Keepers. I put a challenge out to all the patriot groups out there. Let's get organized and let's let the American people and President Donald Trump know that we're not going to put up with this. All people are equal. The 14th Amendment, read it. Equal protection under the law. God bless you all. Thanks for joining me here today. Share this video. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and sign the petition that we have there. It's time for us to stand up and be counted, or they're going to continue to do this foolishness that they're doing right now to President Trump. It's going to continue on. We are at a crossroads. It's time to get involved. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.